This Tuesday, we're taking you back to the Southeast Asian country of Myanmar, also known as Burma. The unrest there has not calmed down since a military coup took place last month. Over the weekend, dozens of people were killed, certain factories were set on fire. When the military took over last month, it said there was widespread fraud in an election that was held in November. That election gave an overwhelming victory to Myanmar's civilian leader, and an opposition party that the military supported didn't do as well as it had hoped. On February 1st, the military removed and replaced the civilian government. Since then, protesters have been demanding that civilian rule is brought back, and several other countries have accused the military of violently cracking down on protesters. Activist groups and media organizations say Burmese security forces killed at least 38 people on Sunday. Burmese media report that a policeman was killed in a confrontation with protesters. It was one of the deadliest days since the coup took place. Neither the military nor the protesters in Myanmar are indicating they'll stand down.